less people in hospital, less people testing positive for the virus for now, less restrictions on our lives, but more concern about the type of COVID-19 in circulation and what it will mean for all of the above. Health authorities on both sides of the border are finding more and more evidence of a Delta variant of the virus, which is more contagious and more resistant to just one dose of the vaccine. It's already dominant in Britain and expected to be across Europe over the summer. Northern Ireland's Public Health Agency says that around half of COVID-19 positive cases sampled there are now indicative of the Delta variant. This side of the border, over 200 cases have been reported in the last month, and over one in five cases are likely to be the more contagious variant. Let's speak to doctors in the northwest now, and we can speak first to Dr. Tom Black. He's a GP in Derry City, and he's chair of the Northern Ireland branch of the British Medical Association. Dr. Black, good morning to you.
Good morning, Gavin.
The prevalence there in Derry and Strabane remains higher than anywhere else in the north. Tell me about what you're seeing at the moment.
Yes, the rate in Derry and Strabane area is three times higher than the rest of Northern Ireland. We're seeing a lot of sick children, sick younger people. We're not seeing sick older people. We're obviously seeing more of this Delta variant. As you say, about half of the cases in Northern Ireland are Delta, and that we expect that to increase to about 75% over the next couple of weeks. But certainly in my surgery this week, we're seeing lots of sick children, some with COVID, but many not with COVID, although of course with young children sometimes they test negative. But nobody in hospital, or very few in hospital, 13 cases throughout all the hospitals in Northern Ireland, and no patients in intensive care. So the vaccine's holding up well, very few positive Delta cases in the over 60 age group. So the vaccine's holding up well, and we don't see a lot of patients going into hospital, which is good.
Dr. Black, how do you know what you're seeing is Delta?
You don't, obviously, as a GP. You're seeing patients very often before they've had their test done, their PCR test. But we're certainly seeing a lot of children with the symptoms that are consistent with Delta: upper respiratory, sore throats, runny nose, temperature, which are more the features of the Delta rather than the Alpha variant that we've had up till now.
Stay with us. We're also joined by GP Dr. Dennis McCauley in Donegal. He's chairman of the GP subcommittee of the IMO, and he's based in Stranorlar in County Donegal. Dr. McCauley, tell us what you're seeing at the moment.
Gavin, what we're seeing is we're seeing an upswing in upper respiratory infections, but so far, very few of them have come back COVID positive. We're a little bit hamstrung on the side of the border, unlike Tom, where the malware attack has decreased the amount of information we're getting nationally. And as well, with the malware attack, people are tending to go to the test centres directly. So that means that we're not getting information back as GPs, which has issues for us for planning, also to ensure that there's actual compliance with the public health guidelines by the patients. And ultimately, if there is a surge, it could affect testing capacity. But we are the same economic and social unit. If Tom is having a Delta virus upswing in Derry, we are having one here. It's just we haven't actually recognised it yet. So what happens in Derry is the exact same as happens in North Donegal. So anecdotally, we're seeing some positives going up. And I suppose the big thing is, Delta virus mean that you get more cases? Yes, it does. Even looking at Tom's figures in Northern Ireland, they're going up. Their 70 average is going up, and Donegal was third in the league, up behind Carlow. We're actually picking up. So the issue with Delta variant is that it as well as more infectious, unfortunately, it translates into more cases.
Dr. Black, can any adult who wants a vaccine in Derry get one now?
Oh yes, we've had pop-up clinics. That's the latest term for us, Gavin. Pop-up clinics for vaccinations. So we've established one in Craigan in Inner City Derry here, and we're concentrating on the 40 to 60 year olds. So obviously over 60 with very few cases with positive tests. The 40 to 60 group, most people vaccinated, but there's still some gaps in that group. So we're concentrating on the 40 to 60s with the pop-up clinic. And then the under 40s, where the predominance of the cases are, mostly those folk don't get very ill, don't need hospital. So it's all about protecting the most vulnerable. And we're obviously doing enhanced testing or track and trace. And that's going on in Omagh and Ballymoney at the moment. And we're trying to pick up cases earlier.
And Dr. McCauley in Stranorlar, do you think that restrictions on bars, restaurants, gathering in houses should be lifted on Monday week? Or where you are, does it make any difference given the rules in the north?
That's two questions. I suppose the first question is that it depends once again on the numbers. The modelling, we are really hamstrung by the numbers. If the modelling shows that there is a tendency for it to increase the numbers nationally, I think that has to be. We have to be brave and strong about that. As I say, here I think that we are the same. That we're talking about North Donegal only. We're the same social unit, so we will probably go. What happens in Derry and Strabane will happen in North Donegal, but naturally the added issue socialising indoors is a factor which we can't control, so I think we have to be brave. If we need to control it, we should do so.
Dr. Dennis McCauley in County Donegal and Dr. Tom Black in Derry City, thank you both very much for speaking to us.